This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao is now back in Beijing, following the latest Prime Minister's meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in St. Petersburg, Russia. Prime Ministers have concluded the session by promising more economic cooperation to try to minimize the negative effects of the global crisis on the banking and financial sectors in the SCO countries. Premier Wen Jiabao, in concluding the meeting, has put forward a 9-point proposal on furthering trade and preparing against future challenges. Wen Jiabao has also continued to push for the creation of a development bank within the SCO grouping. Chinese side now considering providing armed escorts to ships navigating the Mekong River. The revelation comes following the murder of 13 Chinese sailors on the river last month in Thailand. The central government is now in contact with Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand to finalize the plan. Local media reports are suggesting the force may number in the range of around 600 and would involve the use of refitted merchant ships and dozens of speedboats. The Mekong River is a major trade route for China-ASEAN free trade, but is also a haven for illegal activity in the so-called Golden Triangle. New government stats now indicate that more than 2 million people are still short of drinking water in Yunnan because of this year's drought. Yunnan's water storage ponds and reservoirs are now at their lowest level in some 17 years. More than 1.3 million heads of livestock are also having trouble accessing adequate drinking water. Over 60,000 hectares of farmland have been damaged by the drought. The central government has now approved China's first aviation service base for business jets. With the license, the Shanghai Hongqiao International Airport can now repair and maintain business jets. Business jets in the Asian Pacific region used to be maintained and repaired overseas. The base has the capacity to maintain over 40 business jets a year. The Office of the President of Italy has now released a statement saying that Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will resign after austerity measures demanded by the European Council are approved. Berlusconi's decision comes after he lost his parliamentary majority in a vote on the budget Tuesday. Both opposition parties and Berlusconi's allies have both urged the embattled prime minister to step down amid the current debt problems and his legal challenges. Among those who had been calling for Berlusconi's resignation is his leading political ally, Umberto Bossi, who is the leader of a conservative party in the north of Italy, where Berlusconi draws most of his public support. A new International Atomic Energy Agency report now indicates that Iran has been involved in the development of nuclear weapons. In its latest report on Iran's nuclear program, the UN's nuclear watchdog has listed a series of credible pieces of evidence that Iran had been carrying out projects and experiments suspected of being involved in nuclear warhead design at least until 2010. The IAEA report also says some of these activities are possibly still in progress. Tehran is rejecting the report as unbalanced, unprofessional, and politically motivated. Vote counting is now underway in the presidential runoff election in Liberia. Reports on the ground indicate that the vote went off without any major problems, despite pre-election violence on Monday that left one person dead. Local reports indicate that many of the roughly 2.5 million people eligible to vote didn't bother turning out, though, afraid to venture out in case there was unrest. The vote has pit incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf against opposition rival Winston Tubman, whose party boycotted the runoff election campaign, suggesting fraud in the first round of voting. The Chinese government has now issued the first approval for the development of the dozens of uninhabited islands off this country's coast. The Ningbo Longgang Industrial Company has acquired the first certificate to develop Danmanshan Island, which is off the coast of Ningbo in Zhejiang. Company spent some 3.4 million yuan to get the certificate. It's authorized to use the island for 50 years. The island is among a list of 176 uninhabited islands identified by the central authorities this year. With government-issued certificates, individuals and companies can use the uninhabited islands for tourism, transport, storage, fishing, and public services. China's first Mars probe, the Yinghuo 1, has been sent into space alongside a Russian probe. Yinghuo 1 is expected to live out its life in space and communicate with ground control directly via satellites. The Chinese probe is designed with a 2-year shelf life. Its goal is to try to discover why water disappeared from Mars. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.